pressure back on. Yeah, I make quite good use of it, which it must be good for you. Nothing worse than running something and people don't use it. So I certainly make good use of it. And thanks very much, Dean. Yes, okay, about yes, all the activities. I'm not a great net person. They're a bit long for me. I am a member of the Royal Signals Amateur Radio Society. I've joined in RAFARS as well, and of course the Work Tool Britain. I just admire people. They seem to be there every day, you know, just doing these nets. So, yeah, admiration, I suppose. And if they're perhaps on their own, I don't know. It's a lovely thing to do. Oh, I won't hold it up then, Brendan, 20BDS. Yeah, I should try and remember that in future. But, okay, yes, we're out. It's a bit grey. Of course, same with you. Grey at the moment. Going to walk into town and a couple of things to get. Take care, Brendan. I won't hold you up, but, again, appreciate the facilities you provide. Thanks again. All the best.
Yeah, no problem, David. 20BDS. And the appreciation is appreciated, by the way. I'll catch you later. Enjoy. Have a good day. Thanks for the Easter system, everybody. 20BDS. Going clear. Bye-bye for now. Catch you later.
Yeah, all the best, and have a good weekend, and we'll catch you again. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Mike, 6 Alpha,
N6AIN. Ah, just been poured a cup of coffee. There is a station listening through. You're a little bit quiet. Let me have another listen. Good morning from North Norfolk, Hunstanton to be precise. My name is David, and the call sign is Golf 4, R Romeo, Q Quebec, U Uniform. Diane, please, the station calling.
Uniform Quebec, something, I can't remember. See you in a moment, and it's managed to pick up then. Call sign again, David, is Mexico 6, Alpha, India Alpha, and I'm in the county of West Yorkshire, QSO.
Yeah, okay, I've got the call sign now, Mike 6, Alpha, India Alpha, West Yorkshire. Yeah, I'm copying you, yes, my call sign, by the way, is Golf 4 Romeo Quebec Uniform, G4RQU. We're in Hunstanton. I'm using an FTM 500 in FM. I'm working through GB3SR, which I understand, I'm not very clued up, is connected to HubNet. So you're a little bit remote. I don't know if you're a long way from the microphone, but I'm copying okay, but it's a little bit remote, if you see what I mean. So, but there we are. Yeah, okay, we'll shoot you back and see if you got the call sign, and then my wife's just beckoned. There's a cup of tea going, so it's pretty grey in Hunstanton, but yesterday it was absolutely a warm summer's day, sunshine all day. M6AIA, not too bad for Morse code there, G4RQU.
G4RQU, David, in Hunstanton, good morning. G4RQU, Mike 6 Alpha.
Good morning, this is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
Good morning, KE2GDQ. K2PCB here. Sounds like you're ready to get into radio this morning and hot on the mic. Good morning, sir. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Travis. You sound better. I hope you're feeling better. Friday's always did that to me, always, no matter what, I always seem to feel better on a Friday, and still do. There's something about Friday that just feels good for whatever reason.
Oh yeah, I had the second day this week where I came home, had dinner, which I probably didn't even need, it's just routine, and Lynn made dinner, and it wasn't long that I, you know, took a shower, and I just crashed and went to bed. I sat in the living room for maybe a half hour with Lynn, and then I said, okay, I'm done, I'm going to bed, and a couple good nights sleep, like we were talking the other day, I think have been pretty good to help me work towards recovery, and definitely not 100%, but I probably feel the best that I have in the past few days.
Oh, that's good.
foggy and my voice is cracking, a little congested, but I'm trying to do what I did yesterday and start today with no medication, and that didn't last too long yesterday. Today, I think there's a better chance that we'll get through. We shall see.
Well, I hope you can get through without taking any DayQuil or anything like that. Just be on the mend. Yeah, I went to the W2SO open house last night, and they had a presentation on repeaters, which is really cool. And they did talk about crossband repeaters, and I know my radio can do it. Now I'm thinking, okay, now I got to try it. But they also had little handouts for the Batavia Ham Fest coming up July 18th this year.
Yes, that's the one that... it was the Batavia Ham Fest, and W2SO took it over. I don't know all the details of how that went down. I haven't been up to that one in a couple years, but there used to be a fun one. I'm actually having flashbacks right now in my head of the last time I was there, and we were talking about it this past year, and I don't know what was going on that kept me away, because I know I was talking about wanting to hit some, and I didn't do either of Lancaster's. I ended up doing the Rochester one, which was actually quite nice. I'll have to put that in the calendar.
I'm thinking, for some reason, I wanted to go that one, the Batavia one, and I'm thinking that maybe we had the kids that weekend, so I wouldn't have been able to go. So I'll put it in the calendar, and that could change if we end up having to watch the kids. I know that my daughter and her husband want to take a 10th anniversary. This is the 10th year. They want to take a little trip for a few days, so I know we'll have the kids at some point over the summer for 4 or 5 days. So hopefully it's not that weekend.
Okay, what was that date again?
July 18th. So that'd be 7/18/2026.
Yeah, I just looked at my calendar real quick. I don't see anything on that date. I'm going to have to pencil that in. I should pencil them all in with the hopes of getting to something in there. I know Lynn went with me to the Rochester one last year. Not that she's excited to go to them, but she likes to go there and walk around, see what they have. I did go to the other Lancaster one. I went to, was it Lancaster? Yeah, I went to the one that they had out at the Transit Drive-In last year. Okay, I did that one and I did the Rochester one. I did those two. But yeah, I'll also put this one on the calendar.
Yeah, I'm entering it now in my calendar, just so there's a place over there. And then there's another one on for Lancaster Ham Radio Ham Fest, September 12th. That's at the Transit Drive-In in Lockport.
The sad part about it is you don't know year to year how they're going to be. Weather is definitely a huge factor when it's outside. Some of the ones that I really used to like were the Rochester when it was big in the arena. They used to have a lot of vendors out there, so it was nice to see some good representation. And I used to like to go to the one out in Elmira. That one was very enjoyable. Though the ride was nice, and that was always a big part of it. And that was out in the Chemung County Fairgrounds. That one was good. But I don't even know how their turnouts are like these days. This is K2PCV.
I definitely need to get to a ham fest just to experience it. Cash, you never know what you might come across. Hopefully I can make one or both of these this year. And this is K2GDQ.
Yep. Like you said, I'll put on the calendar as well, and we can plan for it. Of course, we'll know more when time gets closer. What was I going to say? Oh, ChatGPT. Jeff was talking about using ChatGPT for creating some posters for fun the other day. He was talking about yesterday. And I'm like, oh, I need an updated QSL card or eQSL card. I'm like, oh, let's go to ChatGPT. And I had like 3 minutes to spare this morning, so I was interfacing with the AI, trying to come up with a QSL card and had some ideas, kind of crafting something. I'll have to work on that some more, but yeah, I'll have to update my QRZ page with something a little more personal.
Oh, that could, yeah, I should create a digital QSL card too, which I don't have one. I should do that. That's a good idea for using ChatGPT. I like that idea. Oh, question for you. I want to buy a headset with a microphone so that when I go out to do Echolink, I have a mic right there instead of using the computer mic. I just think it would sound better. You got any suggestions?
I know I have purchased a couple headsets over the years. If you were talking actual radio, I would say Heil. H-E-I-L. But that's more for directly to your radio. Those are always pretty good. For your PC, I haven't purchased any in a while. I do have a couple, and I have one that I do like to use. And it's a USB. I guess I would avoid anything that is a actual headphone jack, even though a lot of PCs still support that. I think the USB eliminates a lot of noise. Your bandwidth and response is going to be pretty good with the plug-in ones, but for some reason, they're subject to a lot of EMI noise, where the USB style, where the sound fob is in the adapter or in the headset, tends to eliminate a lot of that. I could tell you what I have if I looked up my purchase history for that headset. Actually, I have two of them, but it's been a while since I purchased those. But it's stereo, and that's one thing I definitely like, is having the stereo. I don't need to interact with anyone else while I am on the radio. So stereo with a boom mic that actually comes around by down by the side of your mouth with a windscreen, those would be the things I would look for.
Excellent. Yeah, you answered my one question, which was, do I use, because this computer that I have still has a, microphone, the 3.5-millimeter jack. And I do also have the USB, so, that helps me narrow it down. So hopefully this weekend I can get one ordered and try to do some QSOs on Echolink.
I'm Dustin here, and let's see if I can find real quick. Maybe I'll pause and let anyone else jump in. I'll see if I can find what I have here. And they seem to work pretty well.
PT2PT. Good morning, everybody. Sounds like you guys are shopping.
KC2PET, this is KC2GDQ. How are you this morning? It's a Friday.
Yeah, very good. It is Friday. Thank God. It's been a long week. This is, my morning drive is a little slick. Main road seemed fine. My street was like an ice rink. Had to be a little careful before I got on the main road.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Last night when I left the W2SO Club around 8:45, it felt like it was like a freezing rain coming down. So yeah, I'm not surprised that there might have been some slick spots around.
So I got my, that wasn't nice. I got my Supermon going. Travis probably would recognize that. It's my little web page that can steer my node where I wanted to go. Finally, I had to restart all the passwords and actually reinstall it. Now, I don't know why. It lost the global and almond files. Don't know where they went to, but they're back now and everything's working again.
Oh, that's good. Speaking of your node, because remember one time I tried to steer your node and it, for some reason I couldn't do the DTMF code going in, and I was looking through the manual, and there's a DTMF lock in there, and it says it says it's off, but I think that might mean DTM, because it's Chinese, DTMF might be off. So I was thinking maybe changing that setting in the radio and then trying it. So if you're okay with me steering your router for a bit sometime this weekend, I'll give it a try.
Oh, you'll go right ahead. I have no issues with that. After I go to work, you can try it. See if you can dial in. I can see it now, so I can see if your tones are going through.
Okay, might not be after we're done, because I think I'm going to go shoot, and I usually leave the house about 7:30, so that gives me a little bit of time to grab something to eat and then head out, so probably sometime after that I'll give it a try. I'll text you first and let you know I'm going to do it.
Alrighty, no problem. See if Jeff's in there. If not, I'm sure Travis found a microphone for you.
Yeah, he sent me one of the ones that he bought, which is very similar to some of the stuff that I've been looking at. And, yeah, I got to get one of these on order so that I can have it when I do the Echolink thing.
Yeah, it looks like that one's currently discontinued, and all of the new ones, if you follow that, if you click on the WAN-TECH page, and it doesn't need to be WAN-TECH, it's just I've had good success with them. They promote this USB to 3.5 jack, and then there's a stereo version in there with the boom mic, with the windscreen, and that actually has the tip and three rings so that you can plug it into a phone or tablet if it still has that. You can plug it into your PC, or you can plug it into the USB adapter, which I tend to prefer. And it even has the adapter so you can plug it into your USB-C into your phone. So if you're running Echolink on your phone, I think that would work. I would have to confirm and read some of the details and to make sure it's compatible with your phone if that's what you wanted to do. Not all of them are. And the other thing I was going to say, and I think I did maybe doubled with you, if you key up and press one of your DTMF buttons, if Ross is listening on RF, he can hear your tones. I just want to make sure that the setting you were turning on and off is not just DTMF tones in general, but the fact that you hear them back, because you can turn off that audio so that you don't hear them when you're keying on some radios.
Okay, thanks, Travis. Yeah, we could give that a try, because I know there's also a DTMF lock button on this, and I did try that yesterday, and it does work, because when I do put it on or off, then I don't even hear a tone, so that's set correctly. So I just want to make sure that the radio is set correctly.
All right, that sounds good, and I think we got a lot of good information flowing around. And I'll share this bit of information that it's 6:47, so I'm gonna pop out, and I wish you guys a good morning. This is K2PCB. Good morning over there, Russ.
Morning, Travis. See you in there.
So Ross, Travis was saying that if I was to push one of my keys on my microphone, you would be able to hear a tone right now? Is that what he was saying?
I should be able to. If you want to try it.
Okay, here it goes. Give it a try.
Yep, I can hear it. So if later on today you want to give it a try, see if you can get into some node I don't care which one. You know, see if you can dial it up.
Okay. I will give it a try later today. And then I just have to remember that hold the push and talk, *10, turns off your, disconnects that node from your node, or that repeater from your node, right?
Correct. And then *3, and then whatever the node number is, we'll get you into it.
All right. We'll give that a try. Yeah, you might, I don't know if you heard, the W2SO Club last night had a repeater discussion by Steve. I don't remember his last name is. He did a really good job, and there was another guy, Scott, there that I think they both, well, I know that Steve is the trustee for the repeater, and Scott, and they gave a lot of good information, and one of the things they did talk about was the cross-band repeater, and that how a lot of mobile radios like mine can do that. So that's something I want to try and do this weekend so I can, use one of my handhelds around the house.
Oh, yeah, we touched on that topic before. Yeah, that's, if you don't want to put your node up right away, you can do it that way. And, you don't have to be stuck to the mic. That's why I like, I kind of like my node way. It is, it has a long range. I can just take HT instead of having to be tied to a radio at a desk. Just one little thought. I know you have that up at 50 watts. If you do cross-band, I would recommend them down to 5 watts, at least on your UHF side, because that's, even though your radio's got a fan on it, that's probably going to do double time, and that will that might heat it up a little bit.
Good call, Ross. I will definitely, when I get that set up, I will drop the power on that, definitely. That's a good call.
I got a new project. I'm repurposing equipment. I'm taking a Aries. I had my old cable modem. I think the lightning took it out. It was pretty tight. So I have my second Raspberry Pi. I'm going to make a second node for that. And make it an Ethernet link compartment for it. Reuse the plastic housing for that. So I hate to see stuff like that go in the garbage when you can repurpose it like that. So I'll send you a picture when I'm done with it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's cool. I like to, I'm like you, I like to repurpose stuff if I can, use stuff that I've got, and well, if I'm not using it or if it's really broken, then I just try to get rid of it. But, yeah, I like fixing things, and I like the idea of that. That would be cool. God. I had a modem one time. I threw it out. I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, the circuit I took out of it, their modem circuit, I was surprised I didn't lose anything else, like my router or my TV or my printer or all the stuff that's hardwired to it, because it was toast. I mean, it actually had scorch marks on it. I was kind of shocked. I know what happened. Well, as soon as the lightning hit, it hit like a thickness outside of the house. And luckily, it didn't take my tower. Tower survived. The radio, everything on my tower survived. It decided it wanted to take the something out from my, I don't know if it was in front of my house. It was loud enough, it seemed like it was, but it could have been down the street, because it wasn't just me. A lot of people lost some of their equipment. And yeah, I was looking at the board, I'm like, wow, I actually, if this is all my damage, I lucked out.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I want to get a lightning arrestor for my antenna here so that I don't lose anything. I mean, it's pretty low. There's a lot of trees and stuff around it that would most likely take the hit first, but you never know. So, yeah, that's one of the things I want to do this once the weather changes so I can get outside and not freeze my fingers off, is put a lightning arrestor on it, so which means I'll have to change the way the cable comes in the house from the antenna.
Yeah, there's several ways you can do it. I think ideally up near the radio is, or I guess right before it comes in the house, I think that's the ideal spot. I mean, I think you could get away if you did it right out at the antenna. I mean, you drive a ground stake into the ground, and you can insert it that way. Well, like I said, I think ideally you want to take it at the near the house so it doesn't come in. And I don't know where it is too close to your electrical. You can maybe get away with grounding it that way as well. As long as there's a, usually your ground rods are right near where your electrical service comes into your house. So you can maybe cheat by tapping into that.
Yeah, I had thought about that. I think I'm just going to have to buy another ground rod and hook it. Because I'm where the radio comes in the house is on the back of the house, and where the electric comes in is kind of on the front of the house. It's really right at the corner, but they're like 20 feet apart, so I'd have to run, you know, extra cable. And yeah, I think just what I'm going to do is just cut the cable, put two new connectors on it, and hook it to the lightning arrestor, and then drive that rod down in the ground. So I think that's what my plan is, but you know how plans are. They always change.
Yep, that sounds good. I think that would be a good install. Polyphaser, MJ, MFJ, and a couple other ones. I think if you just Google search a lightning arrestor, you get a bunch coming up, but those are a couple of good ones. I have a polyphaser on my Note, and I'm sure it's taken some good stag discharges, and it's some of my radios have come out just fine. So, but Brad, it's that time for me. I'm going to get in. So, KD2GDQ, KC2VET, 73, sir. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ, 73 to you. You also have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. And we're clear for today.